under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 30th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
You have beautiful feet. Hey, it's Michael Woolworth with Bible League International, and Isaiah 52 says it best, how beautiful are the feet of those that send good news. You know, we spent the last few weeks telling you about the incredible need for God's Word around the world. Most evangelical Christians outside of the U.S. are forced to go without a Bible, but you've blessed 800 waiting believers. We've got 400 to go to reach our goal of 1,200 at $5 a Bible. We want to do it as soon as possible.
When I received Bible from the church, I really love to read it again. Because of those reading, God is really blessing my heart.
When people receive the Bible, some cry. There's another lady who took the Bible and she kissed the Bible several times.
To think that this year these Bibleist believers will read for themselves the Christmas story, you plus 800 Bibleist believers, 400 to go to reach our goal of 1,200. You know, at $5 a Bible, if 20 of you made a gift of 20 Bibles each, we'll be at goal. Pray about it and call 800-YES-WORD, 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 or give it ilovethetruth.com, and thank you for caring.
I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Rohingya in Myanmar continue to endure brutality from the Burmese military junta alongside widespread suffering since the 2021 military coup, which has displaced 3 million people and claimed over 5,000 lives. Greg Kelly of Unknown Nations urges believers to engage and pray for the gospel to advance, as well as for peace to be restored. And Transform Iran is addressing the challenges faced by children in Iran, oppression, poverty, war, and a growing mental health crisis through a creative initiative. They introduced Chonky, an animated character with a gospel-centered mission to provide answers to children's big questions. Lana Silk from Transform Iran explains that the character was created with the help of a talented woman who previously voiced a famous Iranian puppet, Chera, whose name means why. The series is gearing up for a relaunch soon, so pray for gospel opportunities. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, I'm Ruth Kramer.
You are invited to participate in a broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood and Let's Face the Issues. This program allows you, the listener, to call in and ask your questions about current issues. Dr. Youngblood deals with moral, ethical, and political issues that face our culture and the church. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on 91.7 for expository preaching by Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is the pastor founder of First Conservative Baptist Church and the founder president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues can be heard daily on 91.7, 91.3, and 91.9 at 11:30 a.m. Don't miss these relevant broadcasts. Invite others to tune in also.
Why such a big day of Thanksgiving? Because we serve such a big and great God.
True Commentary with Stu Epperson, author of the book, First Words of Jesus.
Psalm 95 says, "O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms." Verse 3 tells us why of Psalm 95. "For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods." May we this Thanksgiving season, and every day of course, think about how big our God is and how great he is and the great things he's delivered us from, the great things he's doing in our life, and the great thing he's going to do in your life this year. And this is a big day of Thanksgiving because we serve a big and mighty God, most graciously and most abundantly seen in the gift of his son, Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. Happy Thanksgiving.
True Commentary with Stu Epperson, author of the book, First Words of Jesus. Available now in bookstores or go online to firstwordsofjesus.com.
May you and your family have a blessed and safe Thanksgiving. This message from William Manser and the staff at Grace Technologies in McLennan. Computer repair, networking, accessories, and sales. Service in the shop or mobile service. Grace Technologies, 11 North 4th Street, McLennan, 259-5077. For in-store or mobile service of desktops, laptops, and tablets, plus upgrades. All the best this Thanksgiving from William Manser at Grace Technologies in McLennan, 259-5077.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 30th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
You have beautiful feet. Hey, it's Michael Woolworth with Bible League International, and Isaiah 52 says it best, how beautiful are the feet of those that send good news. You know, we spent the last few weeks telling you about the incredible need for God's Word around the world. Most evangelical Christians outside of the U.S. are forced to go without a Bible, but you've blessed 800 waiting believers. We've got 400 to go to reach our goal of 1,200 at $5 a Bible. We want to do it as soon as possible.
When I received Bible from the church, I really love to read it again. Because of those reading, God is really blessing my heart.
When people receive the Bible, some cry. There's not the lady who took the Bible and she kissed the Bible several times.
To think that this year these Bibleist believers will read for themselves the Christmas story, you plus 800 Bibleist believers, 400 to go to reach our goal of 1,200. You know, at $5 a Bible, if 20 of you have made a gift of 20 Bibles each, we'll be at goal. Pray about it and call 800-YES-WORD, 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 or give it ilovethetruth.com, and thank you for caring.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We apologize for the technical difficulties that delayed us a few moments, but I am thankful that you have joined us. We're looking forward to the dialogue and discussion today on Let's Face the Issues. We're talking about today an issue that I believe should be on the hearts and the minds of every Christian, every conservative, and every patriot. Just what should we expect for America's future? Just what should we expect for America's future? We've gone through the election campaigning. We've gone through the election. We've seen several states still cannot count the votes, even though it is, almost a month away from the election. They still haven't been able to count the votes. But ladies and gentlemen, we've just a few days now until President Trump's inauguration as America's 47th president. He's made some bold statements. He's made some very, very, very good commitments to do things in America to drain the swamp and clean the sewer. And so what can we expect in America today? Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the truth book, John 8, 31 and 32. The Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." So, ladies and gentlemen, in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, we read the words, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." So regardless of what we see taking place in the world around us, regardless of what we see happening in relationship to truth, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. He says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." That's my challenge on this broadcast each and every day, is that we love the truth, learn the truth, live the truth, and be willing to stand up and defend the truth, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time has the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment and the full line of Honda generators, ladies and gentlemen, also with Tools for Time. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's where the gigantic flagpole stands with the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. What are you expecting? What are you expecting after Trump is inaugurated, when he's sworn in January the 20th? Beginning January the 21st, 2025, what should we as conservatives, as Christians, as patriots, what should we expect for America? I believe we have a new hope, a new perspective, a new challenge, a new vision. I believe that we have, as a result of the election by a landslide, by the popular vote as well as the Electoral College vote, I believe that we have a new hope today. But ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. While we as Christians, conservatives, and patriots are looking forward to with grand, great, open eyes anticipation, we see, ladies and gentlemen, the thugs with badges. We see those in the bureaucratic departments in D.C. all scrambling to, in some way, somehow, Trump-proof their departments, as they're calling it themselves. I'm looking at the headline. Gives you an idea of what we need to expect. FBI Director and the Homeland Security Secretary refuses to publicly testify, the Senate chairman says. Homeland Security Mayorkas and FBI Director Wray were scheduled to testify at two hearings this week. Both were postponed. Committee Chairman Gary Peters said that the two of them refused to appear is shocking, a shocking departure from the 15-year tradition of holding annual hearings about the worldwide threats in America. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a mindset that those thugs with badges, as I call them, there's a mindset that they're above the law. They're above the oversight of the U.S. House of Representatives. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize where we stand and what is the potentiality and what is taking place in America with the federal government and the mindset that they, in fact, ladies and gentlemen, they are totally uncontrolled. At this point, President Donald Trump, and we'll look at it in a moment, the major, major number of things that he has committed to do and what we should expect out of those commitments. We're finding, ladies and gentlemen, it's an impossibility to have a clear-eyed view of what will take place in America. Right now, I'm looking at a headline that says, "Right now is the most dangerous time. Major potential Trump picks sound alarm on transitional period." Kash Patel, the former Department of Defense Chief of Staff, who is reportedly on President Donald Trump's short list to be the next FBI director, sounds the alarm about the current time period before Trump is inaugurated, leaving Joe Biden and the deep state in charge. Right now is, I think, in my opinion, he said, the most dangerous time, the sort of lame duck period where the president is not acting in the capability that needs to be defend our nation, Patel said on the Sunday Morning Futures show. We know that President Trump's going to do what he said, but we have about 50 days away from taking the oath of office. Right now, we need the United States of America to remind those agencies and department leaders that they work for us. And the mandate that President Trump was given was to protect the borders, make sure the Chinese Communist Party fentanyl doesn't kill our children, to end the forever wars, to return our hostages, to make sure America's global diplomacy is in great hands when President Trump is sent to the Oval Office January the 20th. We must respect the will and the power of Congress. I cannot stress that enough. The constitutional oversight responsibilities of the United States House of Representatives and the Senate has been lost by the leaders of the deep state in Washington, and I think President Trump is going to restore that with his selections and nominees. So what are your thoughts? 904-831-0917. That telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. Just what should we expect for America and for America's future? I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go to the question or comment, please.
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning, good morning. I hope you're well.
Yes, I am, and thank you. I tell you what, they're trying to throw President Trump up under the bus, because now all this time we never sent anything to Ukraine, any kind of weapons that could go into Russia. And Putin said, if you do that, we're going to retaliate on you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're trying to throw President Trump up under the bus.
Well, Kenneth, there's no question about it. In my opinion, they're setting the stage for a major, major, major collapse of the economy, a collapse of the national nation's influence around the globe. They're setting the stage so that we will be in the very midst of World War III. That's my opinion. I believe, as you said, they're laying the trap. They're setting it up. It is what they call, what they themselves, they, the socialist Marxist media, and the Communist Party called the Democrats, they have said they're setting up a shadow government to be able to prevent Trump from doing what he's committed to do. Now, I don't know about you, but I find it an absolute scandal in America to find that to be openly discussed as what they're planning to destroy Trump's presidency. I believe this is the reason the Marxist media, socialist Democrats, are screaming about Trump's nominees for the cabinet. Listen, they're complaining about every nominee for Trump's cabinet, because what they want to do, Kenneth, is to foot drag, slow walk those cabinet approvals. This is the reason that some of the socialist Marxist media are resoundingly talking about the talking points of the Communist Democratic Party, saying that Trump needs to have all of his candidates vetted by the FBI. And most people do not realize, and let me get your take on it, most people do not realize that if the FBI gets involved to vet a candidate, it will take them 3 to 6 months to vet each candidate. Sure, they can do more than one candidate at a time, but what we're talking about, if that takes place, what we're talking about for the future of America is a year from now, Trump still will not have a full cabinet. What say you? What should Trump do? How should the people pray, and how should we respond?
Because I'm going to tell you, not the young blood. Okay, when he got his cabinet, the FBI didn't investigate them. So what the heck going on now?
It's called slow walking. They're trying to hamstring President Trump so that he will not be operating with a full cabinet. They're trying to prevent him from carrying out the task that he's said that he's going to carry out. They're trying to, in some way, impede, undermine, tear down, and destroy what God would have him to do in leadership in America. So it's our responsibility, Kenneth, I believe, to seriously pray and ask God to intervene, to ask God to give the wisdom and the direction that's needed for each and everything that Trump does. It's not something that he can do alone. It's an impossibility. It's something that he can only do with the, how would you say, the empowerment, the illumination, and the help from God himself. So we need to be praying that God will use him, that God will bless him, and that God will protect him. What are your thoughts?
And you know, I'm going to tell you, I appreciate President Trump for getting Mike Huckabee in there because he is a true man of God.
Well, Kenneth, I'm thankful for Mike Huckabee going in. I believe that's going to be for Mike being the ambassador to Israel. That's good. That bodes well for America and for where Trump is headed and the support of Israel. And by the way, for the benefit of our listeners, for the support of Israel, that means cutting off, 100% cutting off the funding that's been going to the PLO in Israel. That is, America's taxpayer dollars have been going to fund the enemies of Israel, and Trump's going to cut it off. Joe Biden keeps pumping the money in, just as in Ukraine. There's a motive behind that madness, and we need to keep praying that God will bless President Trump, give him protection and wisdom. Kenneth, we need to keep praying. It's time for us to increase the prayer, not decrease the prayer. It's time for us to sit up, take notice, and recognize what's going on. And there's some of the areas that we need to be in touch with our legislators in the House and the Senate, giving them input and directions as to what needs to be done. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call today. God bless you,
thank
and
you.
Keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's been a lot of talk about how Trump needs to carry out the approval of his nominees. There's been conversation that he needs to go through the regular process of the Senate. When you look at Article 2 of the Constitution and the powers of the president has the authority, the president has the power, the president has the constitutional right to use a recess appointment. And some have been, how would you say, a little bit against that. Let me read to you a chart from one of the major conservative television personalities. President and their recess appointments. Franklin Roosevelt used recess appointments 89 times. Harry Truman used the recess appointments 195 times. Dwight Eisenhower, 193 times. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, 53 times. Richard Nixon, 41 times. Gerald Ford, 12 times. Under Carter administration, 68 times. Under Reagan's administration, 243 times. Now, why do you think it President Reagan had to use recess appointments 243 times? Because the rhinos in Washington and the leftists in Washington, the Marxist media and on national news, tried to prevent Reagan from doing the same thing that they're trying to prevent Trump from doing. That is to have his say on his cabinet and his leadership. George Bush used the recess appointment 77 times. Bill Clinton, 139 times. George Bush, 171 times. Barack Obama, 28 times. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe without any equivocation that President Trump needs to let them, i.e., the Senate, limp along as they please until January the 21st. He'll be inaugurated on January the 20th. On January the 21st, he needs to have already orchestrated with the new president of the Senate so that there can be at least a 10-day recess, which is now required, by the way, since 2014, required by the U.S. Supreme Court. There'll be at least a 10-day recess, not a 2 or 3 day recess. So there needs to be a 10-day recess. And during that period of time, President Trump needs to, with one fell swoop, have all of his nominees confirmed, placed into position so that he can run the nation with a full staff and not be limping along for some 2 years, a year and a half to 2 years, to get his staff put together. Ladies and gentlemen, the persecution, the prosecution of President Trump for the past 10 years, yep, it's been almost 10 years. January coming will be 10 years since they started the machine persecuting and prosecuting and trying to prevent President Trump from doing what God had called him to do, in my most humbled opinion. That's the period of time that we have seen. I'm looking at a headline here. Democrats' sex scandal machine revs up against President Trump's picks. So you say, what is that about? Have you noticed that each one of the candidates that President Trump picks for his as his nominees, the socialist Marxist media has been the mouthpiece for the Communist Democratic Party, finding some reason that it's horrifying to think about those presidential nominees? Reading the article, dated November the 25th, licking its wounds after a crushing defeat in the election, the left has now slowed down its attempts to sabotage Donald Trump. Assisted by their comrades in the MSM, the Democrats are picking apart anyone Trump selects to serve in his administration. It doesn't matter who it is. These leftists are spending countless hours trying to create drama and make the smallest infraction seem like the nominee is the scum of the earth. Obviously, Trump wouldn't have selected his nominees without thoroughly vetting their backgrounds first to ensure they weren't any serious flaws. The main accusations rising against his nominees appear to be related to their previous romantic experiences. The hypocrisy is on full display considering the fact that the Democrats complain about Republicans allegedly wanting to monitor them in the bathrooms, and at the same time Democrats ignore the accusations of extramarital affairs and sexual assaults by their own. For example, they completely sheltered and ignored claims of the sexual assault by Joe Biden, as well as accusations by his daughter in her diary suggesting he molested her at an early age, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, the Democrat machine are trying their very best to besmirch, to destroy, to in some way hamper every appointee of Donald Trump. So we're talking about today, just what should we expect? What should conservatives, Christians, and patriots expect for the next 50 days approximately, and then for the next 4 years under the Trump administration? What should we expect to take place? Should we expect easy sailing? Should we expect there to be some magical wand that will cause the Democrats to stop? My Bible says in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And ladies and gentlemen, we find today a major, major scandal that's trying to be kept under the covers of the Socialist Marxist Communist Party called the Democrats. They'll do anything, including, in my opinion, burning down America if they can rule over the ashes. That's exactly what we see taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats now and the Socialist Marxist Communist Party are screaming about Trump's nominees. They're trying to say that something is wrong. They want Trump to be able to go without a full staff, a full cabinet, for months and months and months, if not years. The Senate confirmation for Trump's cabinet will follow the lead of the Socialist Democrats if they scream the FBI background check. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm of the persuasion that President Trump should immediately start setting the stage, as I said, for the recess appointments for his entire cabinet. Here's another major headline. Recess appointments eyed to speed up confirmation of Trump's cabinet picks. Donald Trump is facing opposition in all corners over his key hires that he's announced ahead of his return to the White House. Though some of the Republicans, President-elect's personal decisions are immediate, many must go through the future vetting. But Trump is reportedly looking into a clause in the U.S. Constitution that allows a president to unilaterally appoint nominees if the Senate is not in session. And he goes on to talk about what could take place and how it could take place and what would happen for the Senate, when the Senate is not in session, a recessed time period, then he could appoint all of his nominees and it would be over with. Look at another headline, how Trump could use recess appointments to install his full cabinet pick, one fell swoop. Another one, headline, Trump's recess appointment power is constitution and is vital for his agenda moving forward. I believe that it is necessary, ladies and gentlemen, for the conservatives, the Christians, the patriots, to recognize that Trump can do what he says he's going to do if we will continue to pray and if God will continue to intervene, giving him wisdom and authority to do so. That's my prayer. That's my desire. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk about just a moment after the news break. We're going to talk about some of the major, major woke corporate entities and what they're doing in advance of Trump's going into office because they know where the hammer is going to fall. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.